I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. is ramping up pressure against North Korea, this time restricting Americans from visiting the country altogether. The State Department's ban would make an already isolated country even more cut off from the world. But Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says it won't affect their ministry efforts. BOM uses radio broadcasts and other creative means to share the gospel from outside.
We do have some anecdotal evidence. We have people who have escaped from North Korea who have talked about reading the Bible in one case on an orange balloon, which was the balloons that we launched in the past that had the gospel printed on them.
It takes great courage and creativity to bring the gospel into a country like North Korea. Pray that the good news will continue to go forward, and you can find ways to support VOM's work at missionnews.org. And last week, we shared a story about two married doctors who gave up their comfortable life in the U.S. to become medical missionaries at Tenwick Hospital in Kenya. Today, Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission is back to share what that's like. Truth be told, it comes with its disadvantages. There's more poverty and fewer resources. But on the flip side, she says, they're able to share the gospel with their patients.
We take a spiritual history from our patients. We're addressing not just their physical ailment or physical brokenness, but also their spiritual brokenness. So we're able to directly address the whole person.
It's a hospital with the motto, "We treat, Jesus heals." Learn how you can be part of this ministry in the full story online. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called "Why Do You Persecute Me?" Highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with the stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.